From the Royal Albert Hall, London, this is the Mountbatten Festival of Music 2025.
This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
This is BFBS. I'm Joe Carden, and today we've managed to sort you out with what is arguably the best seat in the house as we present an hour of music from the 2025 Mountbatten Festival. In a moment, we'll go behind the scenes at the iconic Royal Albert Hall and hear from those who make this incredible show all come together, just as they did their final rehearsals before opening night. But first, there's only really one way to start a concert like this, so it's over to the massed bands of His Majesty's Royal Marines. God Save the King, being performed at the 2025 Mountbatten Festival of Music. This is BFBS, I'm Joe, and I was lucky enough to spend a bit of time ahead of this year's show with Lieutenant Colonel Hugh Williams, the Director of Music for the Royal Marines. He told me how a massive production like this kind of all comes together.
I'm very excited. It is the pinnacle of the year. It's over a year in the planning, so we think about these things. You know, we're thinking about next year's concert already now, so it's something we've been planning and working on for a long time, the programme, all the different pieces of music, all the visuals, you know, the choreography, everything. So it's all coming together this weekend. Very exciting.
And you've got a real mix here from some of the lads who it is their first time doing solos, doing performances on this stage, to people who are real kind of top dogs in this world. What's it like for you to see all of the people that you work with kind of gelling and working together as one team?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, our people do work together really well as a team, and the amount of time they've served doesn't really matter. They're all professional musicians who, you know, respect one another regardless of their experience. It's all about, you know, how you play and how you deliver on the night. So, yeah, it's great to see them all working together.
And you've been keeping a close eye on rehearsals. We've seen you sat down the front making sure everything's spick and span. Anything in particular that you're most excited about tonight?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what the Corps of Drums are doing, actually, because they're really pushing the boundaries. You know, they've introduced several new pieces of ceremonial stick work, which have, you know, been developing over the years, but they've really sort of come to maturity. They've really learned how to use them effectively. So I'm really looking forward to that. There's lots of other stuff too. We've got lots of song and dance numbers from Broadway and the West End. And we've got a really exciting film all about evacuees in the Second World War, which I'll be directing. So kind of excited about that too.
The Corps of Drums there performing Trafalgar at this year's Mountbatten Festival of Music in London. This is BFBS, where we'll hear even more from the Corps in the next few minutes and from some of the special guest musicians from overseas. First, though, the Mountbatten Festival is a real highlight of any marine musician's career, and for some, even having performed at it before, it brings new surprises each time. The director of music for the Royal Marines Band Scotland, Captain Anne Miller, told me all about her journey from first joining all the way up to, get this, now conducting at the Royal Albert Hall.
We all join as players, so we've all sat in the band and we've been promoted, and then when I commissioned, my option was then to be director of music, which was something that I was really interested in doing. I'm a flute player, so I'm really comfortable and happy with lots of things to do with woodwind, and I've played as well recently in the band, so people know that I'm a flute player, and I think it's something that we really pride ourselves on in the Royal Marines Band Service, because like I say, I think it's really important before you conduct and lead people that you have been in that position and you have actually been sitting there playing and providing that beautiful sound that we're so proud of.
Take yourself back a good few years now to when you were sat out there playing the flute. What advice would you give to one of our more junior members of the bands who are maybe getting ready to perform in front of everyone in this massive, beautiful space for the first time? What advice would you give them?
Just be really appreciative of this fantastic job that we've got. The opportunity to play in the Royal Albert Hall is something that most musicians worldwide dream of. And to have a sellout audience in every single concert, it's just really, really special. And we're together as a mass band, so we can produce a lot of music and we can get into real intricacies and some complicated and complex things that you can't always do with a smaller band. So making the most of that and just have a ball. It's great.
I love it. I can tell how excited you are. Do you have a favourite piece that you're looking forward to performing?
So In the Hall of the Mountain King has been arranged for the Corps of Drums to come in and to load the stage, as we call it. And I think that's really exciting. I think it's really cleverly been arranged by Craig Sanders, because it's a very traditional, very well-known tune, but he's been able to put a little bit of a spin in it to make it really interesting and very, very fitting for the Corps of Drums to come onto stage and show us their amazing skills.
We'll be right back. as conducted by Captain Anne Miller, who we just heard from. That was in the Hall of the Mountain King. It is BFBS at the Mountbatten Festival of Music 2025. And keeping with the Corps of Drums, a particular performance was a real dream come true moment for Lance Corporal Bugler Tom Smith and Lance Corporal Bugler Ross Budden, because after being successful competition winners, their own composition, 14 Founders, is being played at the festival. They told me a little bit more about it.
Yeah, it's really good. I know, especially for me, it was sort of like a childhood dream joining the job anyway, and then getting your static played on there. It's quite a good thing, I suppose, isn't it?
And obviously, it's incredible to hear, but we've just been lucky enough to sit out and watch some rehearsal. Visually, so much more spectacular than you'd expect from a military music festival. How long do you get with the guys to actually rehearse those really intricate movements of, right, when is my drumstick down at my face, this, that and the other? Because precision is just incredible here.
Yeah, it sort of varies. We're all sort of individuals as well as a team. So everyone's can take their time. Some people learn quicker, sort of learn a bit slower, which is all fine. But we started rehearsing this on Sunday just gone, as a group together, whereas the parts would have been sent out about 2 weeks ago. Then we all come together, put it together and just work on sort of the finishing touches of it.
Founders being played by the Corps of Drums at the Mountbatten Festival of Music 2025. This is BFBS. I'm Joe Cardin. And this year at the festival, we've had some special guests from overseas, both military musicians and an esteemed Norwegian composer from the civvy world. To get a little insight, I spoke to someone who I think it's fair to say has a few festivals under their belt now. That was Colour Sergeant Rich Burberry.
I think this is my 18th. My first one was in 2005, and I think I've missed two, so I think this will be my 18th year.
And would you say even after all this time, you are still getting those goosebumps and that bit of nerves before your first performance of the weekend?
Yeah, definitely. This is different to any other gig we do throughout the year, really. This is bigger, better, one of the reasons why I still do this job. So, yeah, I love it.
Now, you've got a couple of guests coming tonight. Have you had a chance to work with these guys before? Do you know much about what the Ukrainian lot are doing?
Ukrainians never work with, but what they're doing sounds fantastic. It's really cool to have such a different genre of music involved in the show. Thomas Bergeson, we've done quite a lot of his music, I think about the last 8 years or something, I think. So it's good to have him here, yeah.
Featuring the massed bands of His Majesty's Royal Marines, this is the Mountbatten Festival of Music on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Some of the special guests from the Mountbatten Festival this year, that was In a Clear Field, featuring the Ukrainian Armed Forces Unbreakable Band, and before it, renowned Norwegian composer Thomas Bergesen with the piece Impossible. I'm Joe Carden, this is BFBS, where we now introduce you to the team who kind of make this show shareable with the world. Sergeant James Dunlop is the broadcast producer for the festival, and he told me a little bit about the work that goes into this really special production.
So we have the creme de la creme of talent here. We come together as a crew. I think there's about 26 of us in total, just for the broadcast alone. And we film it with 12 cameras, and then we broadcast it later in the year to millions and millions of people. And it's really good.
And how do you get to where you are? I mean, when people talk about careers at sea, careers at defence, they're probably not thinking that this is an option for them. Like, just talk me through your journey a bit.
Yeah, true. So I'm part of a production team for the bands of His Majesty's Royal Marines, which is, I guess, a little bit unique because unlike other services, they're not really putting on events, are they? The Army doesn't really do events. RAF doesn't really do events. They're more flying planes or driving vehicles or whatever. But when it comes to military music, we work really hard and put on these huge events, which obviously thousands of people turn up to in person, and then millions, tens of millions watch on YouTube throughout the year.
Thank you.
the arrangement of Abu Hassan by WR1 Mike Robinson there, as performed at the Mountbatten Festival of Music 2025. This is BFBS, and one of the really wonderful things about the festival is the team effort you see. Everyone from the very top ranks right down to the more fresh face members get a chance to work together. And I spoke to musician rank Alex Wallace all about his role in this year's piano comedy sketch during the rehearsals, and he even let me in to a little bit of a secret.
So the whole sketch bases around a bunch of pianists trying to play on the same piano, and gradually as the piece goes on, a pianist with a higher rank enters and tries to boot the lower rank off. So I start as a musician rank, and then a lance corporal will come on, followed by a warrant officer, followed by an officer, and then this essentially goes on until four people are at the same piano playing together, which is about the maximum you can have playing the same piano at one time.
I was going to say, I hope you've got, you know, skinny enough arms, because that's a lot of people on one set of keys. Have you ever done anything like this before? This seems like quite a kind of fun part of the proceedings to be involved with.
Yeah, so I've done a lot of piano duets before, and occasionally something piano six hand, so three people at the one piano, but it's very rare to have four at the one piano. Initially, when this was proposed, this was an idea as an ensemble in training to have four pianists playing at the one time, but it's been adapted to be a comedy piece now for MFM.
And obviously, given you're one of the more junior ranks that's here this evening, what's it like to be able to work with people in these ranks higher up much more closely, if you kind of use this as a bonding experience almost?
Absolutely, yeah. So a lot of people have done many of these gigs over and over, some people on different instruments as well. But particularly with a lot of the senior ranks, it's great to hear their stories and their experiences. So hopefully I will have a few more years to do the playing here. We'll be right back.
Just a little demonstration there of the diversity of music that comes when the Mass Band perform at the Mountbatten Festival. Of course, their take on Bohemian Rhapsody. Now, speaking of diversity, personally me, for my first time at the festival this year, I certainly wasn't expecting to hear musical theatre numbers, but for 2025, we've been treated to a few. I caught up with Lance Corporal Elodie Laurie and Corporal George Turner to talk about their part in the show.
So I've been in service for just over 3 years, and this is my first ever Mountbatten Festival of Music. And it's just pretty awesome to have a solo, well, a duet.
Tell me what that initial feeling was like when you first walked up those stairs and it finally hit you, I'm going to be performing at the Royal Albert Hall.
It was pretty surreal. I think it's going to be even crazier, you know, when we've got a big crowd there. But they'll be wishing us well, so I'm excited.
And similar journey for yourself?
So this is my 10th year in the band service. I'm a trombonist by trade, but very occasionally you'll get an opportunity like this to come and have a go at singing. And we all had an audition last year, and very, very happy to be part of the vocal team this year.
And I was going to say, it's an incredible amount of work, particularly for you two who have a real starring role tonight. How long do you get to prepare for something like this?
So we've been really fortunate. We've had a few months before this to get ready. I mean, for most people, they might say a few months, that's not long to really sort of get into the character and understand it. But it's been good for us, you know, because we've also still got our day job to do.
It really helps because a lot of these musical numbers, there has to be quite a lot of acting, occasionally some dancing. Luckily, not too much for me personally, but there it has to have a bit of chemistry, it has to be really convincing. You just really need to have run it loads of times.
Mm. And obviously a big part this year seems to be musical theatre numbers. I might sound like a novice here, but I'm going to say not necessarily the sort of thing you'd be used to hearing military musicians perform, right?
I guess in essence, it changes piece to piece, doesn't it? In this programme, you will find traditional military music, very much so, actually. We've got a march called Trafalgar that's in there, obviously very, very traditional military music. And then we're modern day musicals as well. What's 2023, 2022? So it's a huge range. The versatility of the band service just cannot be understated.
Since my first son, my family's grown. We've made a band and got quite well known. You could perhaps call us the Tudor Von Trapps.
Just kidding.
We're called the Roiling Stones.
Not good.
We're one. Out and found them, and we lay down an album. No, I don't need your love.
And that there is what you get when the musical Six meets the massed bands of the Royal Marines. It's Joe Carden, it's BFBS with this year's Mountbatten Festival of Music. And for one particular vocalist, it was a very poignant festival indeed. We'll hear her solo, She Used to Be Mine, from Waitresses in just a sec. But first, let's hear from the lady herself. Here is Corporal Sam McIndoo.
This is my final MFM, which is both happy and sad at the same time. I'm really excited. This is one of my favourite pieces of music. I'm so grateful to be able to perform it at the Albert Hall. I can imagine I'm going to get pretty teary, potentially, at the end.
And you've really worked your way up. Tell us just about your career trajectory to get to this place.
So I've done the full 22 years. I've been in three different bands. So I've served in the West Country and in Hampshire. I'm currently an instructor at the School of Music, which I absolutely love. And I got the opportunity to be a part of Herrick 14 and go to Afghanistan, which I was really grateful that I actually had the opportunity to do that. It was a really fulfilling part of my career. And now, yeah, here we are now at the Albert Hall. Very different.
Let's dig into this a bit, because obviously it's an incredible amount of work you and the whole team put into making these sorts of performances happen. But at the end of the day, you are still serving members of the military. So what is the day job for you when you're not working on the musical aspect of things?
So in all honesty, my day job, day to day, is music. It's teaching the next generation of Royal Marines bandsmen. We do military packages throughout the year just to keep that side of the role going. So my job as a driver, so I worked in MT while I was on the main camp, Bastion, and then I also supported the logistic patrols. So I drove the armoured ambulances on those logistic patrols just, you know, in case anything happened.
And you're coming out of service kind of full circle, working in instruction as well. What would you say to a young budding musician? Would you recommend going through the military music route?
Yes, absolutely. Your career is what you make it. There's so many opportunities, whether that's at sporting, travel or musical. You get to perform in, you know, iconic places such as this, which, you know, you can't beat that. Not many people get the opportunity to do that. And I do feel it's a massive privilege.
It's not simple. Most days I don't recognize me with these shoes, this apron, that place and its patrons. I've taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be. Although it's true, I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door and carves out a person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I got you. You're not what I asked for. You
said she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She's all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be.
Featuring the masked bands of His Majesty's Royal Marines, this is the Mountbatten Festival of Music on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Just breathtaking, right? We finish our show today with the encore from the festival itself, featuring again that special guest Norwegian composer Thomas Bergesen. That was Pixies. Thank you so much for getting BFBS on. I hope you enjoyed our little taste of this year's Mountbatten Festival of Music. To play us out with Sunset and a real staple of any military music performance, it for one more time is back to the masked bands of His Majesty's Royal Marines.